How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye. Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 7 of Ladies of the LV. So excited for today's guest. I'm sitting here with Melissa Gump, and this is the first episode I've ever done where I don't already know the person. I just met her and I'm so excited. I can already tell she's super badass. And we're actually here to talk about something really specific. Today's episode is kind of just like a miniature episode trying to promote something to get all you listeners out there to come check it out. But a quick shout out before we start. We are sitting in South Mountain Cycling and Cafe in Emmaus right now. And Heather, who I believe is the owner, gave us a great table and is letting us do the podcast here. So shout out to them. You should come check it out if you haven't been here. It's a cute little spot. But the reason we are in Emmaus is because on Saturday, there's a really cool event going on that we're going to tell you about. But before we get there, I want to introduce you to Melissa and tell you a little bit about her. So, Melissa, welcome.
Hi.
Melissa is the patron and event services administrator. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
At Star of the Day Productions. And Star of the Day is in Coopersburg?
So we are headquartered in Hellertown. Our mailing address is Hellertown. We rehearse in Emmaus, perform our main stage shows in Quakertown.
Quakertown, that's right. So you guys are kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, talk to us about Star of the Day and what it is, because some people haven't heard of it.
So Star of the Day is a fairly new theater company started by our founder and president, Kristen Almeida. She tells the story far better than I do, but she started the company after her best friend was diagnosed and passed from cancer within a week. And it encouraged her to kind of just like grab life and go after what she wanted to do and pursue her dreams, and this is what she wanted to do. So she created this beautiful company, which started as they did a cabaret series, the Divas of the Lehigh Valley, who do their own shows. And in 2015, they had their first full theater season. Gypsy was their first main stage show, and now we are in our fourth season. Yeah, fourth full season.
Have to think about it.
Yeah, I have to do the math in my head.
Awesome. If you haven't been to a Star of the Day show, you should probably go, because first of all, every show I've seen there is so great. But I would say what makes it really special is the theater itself is attached to like this cute little restaurant, and you can go to the restaurant for dinner, grab a beer, and take it into the theater with you as you watch.
We actually encourage patrons, if they want an adult beverage at intermission, to go over and get one and come back. It's a really unique space.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have it.
I always feel encouraged. So you're doing a great job.
Me too. So
tell me about your position, patron and event services administrator. What exactly does that entail?
So I'm kind of the go-between for the company and our repertory and our volunteers and our patrons, as the name suggests. I run the social media. I keep track of our lists, like our repertory and our mailing lists and our cabaret singers list. I'm the liaison with our volunteer coordinator. And I kind of like, I don't know how to say it, like anytime we need someone to like, I'm not explaining this well at all.
It's
sorry.
Okay. No, I'm following. I'm following.
Anytime there's like, we need a go-between
yeah.
for the company and the outside world, that's kind of my function.
You're the glue.
Yeah. I kind of like, and event management too, as the name suggests.
Listen, I feel like most women in my experience that are badass, their job descriptions are actually like impossible, because you end up taking on so many different things. Am I right?
I agree.
I feel like
especially a lot of the women I know in theater.
Yeah.
You kind of do everything.
Yes, so I totally get it. That's why it's hard to explain. I'm sorry. Okay, so Kirsten, the founder and president of Star of the Day, had an idea back in January to basically have an all-female playwrights festival. So she had this idea, and were you all just kind of like, yes, let's go, or how did that happen?
When she approached me, she had already spoken to Rachel Williams at Between the Lines Studio Theater and Kathy Patterson at Afterwards Actors Studio, and we'd agreed to make this a collaboration between three female-owned and operated companies. So we all kind of, we loved the idea. I think it's a tremendous idea. And we all got together to talk about, you know, how doable is this? When can we get it done? What do we need done? And we realized that it was going to be something that we think the Lehigh Valley will really benefit from, and something that we think can generate a lot of interest.
Yeah, definitely. So Kirsten had the idea, everyone's on board, we're celebrating Women's History Month, we're celebrating three female-owned and operated companies together, and it's all female playwrights. Did you say that?
Did I?
Sorry if you did.
I'm not sure, but it's all female playwrights.
It's worth it to say it again. So all female playwrights. How did you get the word out there for people to submit?
We wrote a press release and got it out through the three theaters.
Awesome. And did you get a lot of submissions?
We did. More than we expected for our first festival.
Can I ask how many you got? Like, are we talking hundreds?
Not hundreds. I'd say 15 or 16, which doesn't sound like a lot.
No.
But it's the first time we've done this.
Definitely.
So it was more than we expected.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because sometimes I feel like you can put something out there and you get like four things back.
Yeah, that's what we were worried about.
Yeah.
We were wondering, you know, we hope people would be interested in putting their work out. Because it is kind of scary to put your work out there.
Definitely.
So we were hoping people would, and they did.
Yeah. So basically, I was looking at the info that Kathy had sent me today. Not only is this obviously all female themed, but I was looking through the list of people who are reading and performing, and you pretty much have the all-star roster of badass females of the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, we have some great talent. I'm reading
super
on Saturday.
Pumped. Okay,
and
so
we have a diverse group too, which is great.
Yeah, good. So it starts at 1:00. Do you want to talk a little bit about like the details of the event?
Sure. So we have two sessions. The first is 1:00 to 4:00. The second is 6:00 to 9:00. If you go on our either Star of the Day, at least Star of the Day, Between the Lines, and Afterwards are all co-hosts of the Facebook event. You can find the full schedule of programming, what plays are being featured when. At the end of the first session, we are doing a brief panel with some of our playwrights, asking them kind of about their process and why they want to tell stories, why they are playwrights, and like what their experience has been.
That's cool. So then the second session, how long? It starts at 6?
Six. We have an estimated end time of about 9:00. It's hard to know.
Yeah.
Having only read the plays in our heads about how long they're going to be, but we've estimated each session is going to be about 3 hours.
Awesome.
With a 2-hour dinner break for people to go out, support local restaurants, get some food, come back, and enjoy the second
Do
half.
Do it again.
Yeah.
So what, so it's a free event, right?
It is a free event.
Everyone can come. And did you already say where exactly it is?
It's at St. John's UCC in Emmaus.
Awesome. Easy to find.
Yes.
Easy to get there. So is there anything else that you think people should know about the event or just to come out and support?
Yeah. I think it's kind of what we've already said. This is a unique event. This is, to our knowledge, the first time anything like this has gone up in the Lehigh Valley. And like you said, we're featuring some really strong playwrights and some really strong actors. And we're really excited just to see it all come together and see a bunch of badass women showcased, because, you know, that doesn't always happen in our society.
Yeah.
And even in the arts, you don't often see women highly showcased.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I will be there. I'm reading. I'm really excited about the shows I'm reading. And Amy will be there. We're actually going to, throughout the day, do some mini interviews with some of the playwrights, some of the actors. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to Kirsten and Kathy and Rachel and maybe you again. So we're just really excited to be a part of it. And if you are free, can people come and, you know, stay for one show and then leave?
It's a very like free event that you can, you know, come in, see part of one play. If you have somewhere else to be, leave, come back.
Awesome. Great. Okay, so I'm so excited. But Mel, I have a personal question for you.
Sure.
So Amy and I always like to finish with a themed question. And we usually each ask one.
Okay.
So maybe I'll just choose one for today, and then I'll ask you another one on Saturday.
Okay.
If women ran the world, blank.
Women ran the world, I think you would see a lot more equality. I think you'd see a lot less, kind of, if you think about Congress, see a lot less infighting.
Mm-hmm.
I once, I saw this special with the women in Congress. It was a year that a record number of women were elected to Congress, and they said, you know, even if they're on different sides of the aisle, they're better at working together than the men who are on opposite sides of the aisle. So I think I think things would run a lot more smoothly.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Saturday. And if you want to meet Mel, and you probably should, come on Saturday and enjoy. What is the actual event called?
On the Horizon, Celebrating Female Playwrights.
On the Horizon, Celebrating Female Playwrights. What more do we have to say? All right, well, thank you, Mel, and we'll see you guys on Saturday.
On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone I mean just me and Amy, don't be salty, Amy, I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening, and if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're gonna have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.